Greetings to you all on this fine day that God has made. Well, today is part number 8 of the Our Covenant God study. Before we start with today's lesson, let's take a look at last week's homework. Homework question number 1. Revelations 4, verse 3 in the New King James Version says, "And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald." A rainbow is actually a circle. When we see it, we only see half of the rainbow, and so it looks like an arc. But in Revelation 4 verse 3, the rainbow appears in its full glory as a circle. What is the significance of it being a circle? Well, a circle has no beginning and no end. It speaks of eternity. It has no breakages or interruptions in it. It is complete. Nothing can be added to it. It doesn't change its shape. It is constantly the same. And of course, the rainbow being the circle means that our covenant with God will never change. It has no beginning and no end. It is forever. It is complete. We can't add anything more to it. Homework question number 2. What is the significance of the rainbow being around the throne of God? Well, it tells me that every judgment that God makes from his throne passes through the covenant on its way to being carried out. It also tells me that everything that enters into God's presence is filtered through covenant. A rainbow is eye-catching and beautiful. It also tells me that God is the focus of the covenant, because it is around him. It surrounds him. It all revolves around him. Perhaps it also suggests that it is because of the covenant that God can be our king, that he can sit on the throne in our lives. Because it's only by entering into covenant with God that we become part of his kingdom. Revelations 10 verse 1, New King James Version, says, "I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire." Homework question number 3. The word translated angel means messenger. Revelations 10 verse 1 is speaking about Jesus. Bearing Genesis 8 verse 9 to 17 in mind, what is the significance of there being both a cloud as well as a rainbow in this verse? Well, Genesis 8 verse 9 to 17 is God's conversation with Noah. And in this conversation, God promised him that whenever you see a cloud, there will be a rainbow. Why? Because the cloud speaks of judgment. Because it was the clouds that brought the rain that caused the great flood in Noah's day. God promised Noah that whenever clouds appeared, the rainbow would be visible, as the reminder of God's covenant promise to never again destroy the world by water. Homework question number 4. What relevance could there be for the rainbow, once again a full circle, to be on Jesus' head? This tells me that Jesus is constantly thinking of his covenant friends. Just as the rainbow never changes, his thoughts about us are constant. They go around and around his head. A royal crown is a full circle which a king wears on his head. And so this is a picture of Jesus crowned with a rainbow. Jesus, the King of Kings, is qualified to be the King of creation because of his covenant with us. Homework question number 5. Based on Matthew 25, verse 31 to 46, and other scriptures, and on the principles of covenant, why is it important for us to treat other believers in Jesus well? Two people entering into covenant traditionally mixed or blended their blood. And thus, the two then had the same blood in their veins. Because the life is in the blood, the two became one in covenant union. Matthew 25, verse 31 to 46 shows us that Jesus truly sees covenant as real and as seriously as that. He said, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." When someone attacks or hurts one of his covenant friends, it is the same as if they had attacked Jesus himself. Conversely, if somebody does good to one of his covenant friends, it is the same as if they did good to Jesus himself. We see the same thing with Saul, who became Paul the Apostle. He had persecuted the early church, causing many to be killed just because they believed in Jesus. One day, Saul had a personal encounter with Jesus. We read about it in Acts 9, verse 3 to 5. I'm reading from the New King James Version. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Goads were pieces of metal that were behind the legs of the oxen as they pulled the plow. So if the oxen were to kick against them, these pieces of metal would actually dig into their flesh and hurt them. They would prick them. And so Jesus was basically saying to him, "This is what you're doing. You're kicking against me, and you're going to hurt yourself." Saul was not at the crucifixion of Jesus. Saul never raised a whip to tear Jesus back to ribbons. He never spat in his face. He never tore out his beard. He never drove the nails into his hands or feet. He was only involved in persecuting the followers of Christ after Jesus had already risen from the dead and ascended to his Father in heaven. But Jesus said that Saul was persecuting him personally. That is because the people that Saul was persecuting were covenant partners with Jesus. They were one with him. It is so easy to say that we would treat Jesus well if he were here in physical form today. But he actually is here in the physical bodies of everyone that he is in covenant with. How we treat each other in the body of Christ is how we treat Jesus himself. Amen.